RCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, where the update at 6 is sponsored by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement. And also sponsored this hour by Richland Mobile Mart. They are the West Side Handy Stop in Richland Center. Good morning. The time is 6 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A missile streak seen in the sky near Tel Aviv. Air sirens sounding this morning at sunrise as Israel's defense system intercepts a Hezbollah attack. The Iranian-backed militant group says it was aiming to hit Mossad headquarters. It's Israel's equivalent of the CIA. It's the first rocket ever launched by Hezbollah to travel that distance, about 125 miles. Chinese state television saying that China successfully launched an intercontinental ballistic missile into the Pacific. That type of ICBM capable of threatening Taiwan, Japan, or the U.S., China called it a routine annual event. Bracing for Helene. That's what folks along Florida's Gulf Coast are doing, some getting out.
Just comes and goes, and I just deal with it. So this time, I think it's going to be a real fast-moving, so hopefully I have a home to come back to.
Stephanie Parks lives in Shell Point, Florida. Helene is now a tropical storm, but is expected to hit the state as a powerful Cat 3 hurricane. This is ABC News. Boeing says it's willing to give striking workers more time to consider what it says is its best and final offer. The union says the proposal put forth by Boeing isn't good enough. Meta, the company behind the Facebook and Instagram, is getting ready to show off its latest and greatest at its Connect conference today.
Meta's most recent virtual reality headset, the Quest 3, was criticized at launch for its $500 price tag, more than $100 more than the VR headset it replaced, the Quest 2. That's why Engadget's Devinder Hardawar says he expects
a cheaper headset using some of the same technology from the Quest 3, maybe not as high quality optics, maybe it's going to lose a few sensors or something, but the rumor is that this thing could retail for $300.
Mike Dubosky, ABC News.
TikTok is getting out of the music business. Its parent company says music streaming service TikTok Music will shut down in November, just over a year after launch. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When you're on the move, your convenience stop is Richland Mobile Mart. Start the day with fresh coffee, donuts, and delicious breakfast sandwiches. Make mealtime easy with take-and-bake deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and so much more. The Mobile Mart also has all your favorite beer, wine, and liquors. Plus, touch-free automatic and self-serve car washes, too, at Richland Mobile Mart, Highway 14 on Richland Center's west side.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
An update on sports is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto, your tire and minor repair headquarters, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. High school soccer action yesterday. Richland Center was a winner over Prairie du Chien, River Ridge, Seneca, 3-2, and River Valley, same score, 3-2 over Platteville, Lancaster in Southwest Conference play. Also from volleyball last night, Richland Center got the win by sweep over Prairie du Chien. Platteville swept River Valley, and Dodgeville swept Lancaster. Ithaca was a winner by sweep over Weston. Also, it was a win for Highland over Potosi, 3-0. And Kickapoo got the win by sweep over DeSoto on the high school volleyball scene last night. Willie Adama secured his first 30-20 season in the Brewers' 7-2 win over the Pirates last night. He stole second base after an infield single for his 20th stolen base to go along now with 32 home runs on the season. The Cubs were winners against Philadelphia 10-4, Atlanta 5, the Mets 1, St. Louis 7-3 over Colorado, San Francisco 11, Arizona nothing, San Diego 4, and the Dodgers 2. In the American League, Detroit 2, Tampa Bay 1, the White Sox 3, Angels 2, Baltimore 5-3 over the Yankees, Boston 6, Toronto 5, Houston 4-3 over Seattle, Oakland 5, and Texas 4. Interleague play, Cleveland 6, Cincinnati 1, Kansas City 1-0 over Washington, and Miami was a winner 4-1 over Minnesota. That's an update on our sports update today from a Wednesday morning. We'll check forecast details next.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
Are you looking to make a difference in your community? Whether you're a student between the ages of 13 to 18 looking to gain valuable experience, a retiree wanting to give back, or simply someone with a heart for service, there's a place for you at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. To learn more about volunteer opportunities and how you can get involved, contact our volunteer program coordinator. Make a difference by volunteering with the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Today, a high in the middle 70s, and it looks like tonight will be clear with pockets of fog once again and a low of 49. Thursday, upper 70s with sunshine. Friday, partly cloudy and a bit breezy, a high of 79. In Richland Center, after a midnight reading of 53 and a low of 43, it is 44 degrees. That's how it goes weather-wise today, Wednesday, September 25th.
I think about it, I can almost smell that salt in the wind. Wonder if your number's still the same. Hey girl, I doubt it, I haven't called it since God knows when. Since moonlight on the shoreline, heart with my name next to yours, some memories stick around like white sand in the floorboard. You said when I miss you when you got back home to Dallas, and I said you ought to come see me and stay. You're the one who taught me how heartbreak happens, feeling the sting, then watching it fade like a summer.
Yeah.
Scotty McCreary in the fall of summer. Still get a little summer-like weather hanging on. That's good. Although one of our astute listeners said their furnace has been kicking in the last couple of mornings. Not in Sextonville. Well, June won't, she will refuse to turn that furnace on until about December 20th, you know. But, oh well, that's the way it goes. Just got to keep thinking warm thoughts. And then if the Bears lose that week, then it's even colder. But yesterday's high was 73 here at the WRCO studios. And looking at that record book, the record low is 24 for this day. So it can fall right down there. We're living the dream as we head toward the mid-70s. At least I think so anyway. Thanks for joining us today. There's a early morning waltz for you from Tracy Lawrence.
She knows every move that a man could make. She knows every trick in the book. She knows how to give. She knows how to take. But so many times she's been taken.
Shining like it is right now. So I'm punching that time clock to swim through that gridlock, and I'll sit and wait long as I need to sit to get out on the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again. The life I love is drinking cold beer with my friends. Yeah, I can't wait to get on the boat again. Be Tahiti, but them girls in bikinis, they make a Mercury feel like a yacht.
Yeah, they do.
Same time, same late next week, same spot off Catfish Creek. We'll be chilling, we'll be sipping, we'll be kicking back and sitting on the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again. The life I love is drinking cold. again. Cast the line to see if I can't reel one in. Yeah, I can't wait to get on the boat again. Just can't wait to get on the boat again. The life I love is drinking cold beer with my friends. Yeah, I can't wait to get on the boat again. Get on the boat again. I just can't wait to get out and float again. Cast the line to see if I can't reel one in. Yeah, I can't wait to get on the boat. Yeah. I can't wait to get on the boat again.
Jake Owen, that'd be a great place to be today, on the boat again. Take my boat down and put it in the Willow Creek. And there are places where it gets a little narrow there with my boat, but otherwise it's good to go. But anyway, good to have you along today. We're at 44 degrees on this Wednesday. Don't forget, the Civic Media statewide Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win contest continues today. We'll give you another word that can be beneficial for you and your chance to win some great prizes, including some cash or gold jewelry or tickets for the Green and Gold. We'll give you the next word coming up between 7 and 8 this morning.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court and Main, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court and Main or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
It's internet for everyone from Why Connect Wireless. Why Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin, with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages, or visit WIWC.net for details. Why Connect Wireless.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
This is the time of year for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Apples are everywhere, including McIntosh, Cortland, and Honeycrisp, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Come pick your own grapes and enjoy fresh apple cider, homemade caramel apples, take and bake pies, apple cider donuts, fall mums, and so much more. Every Tuesday, you can get 10% off all apple purchases. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
If that sound makes you want to run to your basement in fear because you fear a flood, then you need Tri-State Basement Repair.
I'm Brent Montre, owner of Tri-State Basement Repair. I started with a goal of helping people in southern Wisconsin solve their basement flooding issues in a friendly, comfortable way. So if thunder makes you fear your basement, call Tri-State Basement Repair today. Get to the root cause of your flooding basement. 877-4-WET-FIX. Online at TriStateBasementRepair.com. Tri-State Basement Repair. Our family, helping your family.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
6:22, 11 News weather and sports up today at 6:30. A nice win for the Brewers last night. Again, I'd like to see them keep winning. I don't know if they'll get to one of the top two spots with the best record so they could get a bye. I don't know that's going to happen, but still, I just like the fact that they're competitive and going to keep maybe the foot on the gas a little bit and keep the momentum going into the playoffs, which will begin next week. Still no word on who the Brewers will be playing. It'll be fun regardless.
Drove from Knoxville to Myrtle Beach. Seven buddies and an old RV. Beer cooler and no AC, just to say we did. That night we climbed up Chimney Rock, knowing it was a real long drop. 3, 2, 1, we jumped off, just to say we did. Never had no rhyme or reason why. It just seemed like the thing to do at the time. Just to say we did, just to feel alive, to take a leap of faith, feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up, fall in love wild, and catch enough buzz to just ride them crazy horses running through our head. Just to say we did. She said I'd never seen the Vegas lights, spun the wheel, rolled the dice, we doubled down on a crazy night. Just to say we did. We didn't have no rhyme or reason why. It just seemed like the thing to do at the time. Just to say we did. Just to feel alive. To take a leap of faith. To feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up. Fall in love wild and catch enough buzz to just ride them crazy horses running. Up to the sky. Stay on this roller coaster ride. Just to say we did. Just to feel alive. Let's take a leap of faith. To feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up. Fall in love wild and catch enough buzz to just ride them crazy horses running through our head. Just to say we did. Just to say we did. Just to say we did.
Kenny Chesney, just to say we did. Our news, weather, and sports update is coming up. Somebody asked me about this song the other day, which came out in the late 1970s, and it was a big hit here at WRCO over the years. It's a fast waltz, and it's a little tune with maybe a little hint of truth. This is Cal Smith.
And I'm running for Congress, and I sure would appreciate your vote. I got a small farm just out of Whitfield, a few cows and a big mortgage note. He was a charmer to the poor man and the farmer, and all of us naturally knew we'd finally found us a voice for the Congress, singing I'm just a farmer like you. From the beginning it was a horse race, nip and tuck to the end. When the last vote was counted, old Teddy had just made it. They called it a great people's win. And he moved to D.C. where he found it easy, wrecking the lobbyist blues. As his wealth kept growing, he held to the slogan, saying, I'm just a farmer like you. Same rogue as you. It sang the parody blues, singing I'm just a farmer like you. He kept his farm down in Menlo County, where each year he'd have a big sale. And the oil men and the bankers and the big road contractors would be there come rain or come hail. Everyone knew that they paid more money for cow than the meat packers do. When it was the right time, he'd make the headlines saying, I'm just a farmer like you. It's been a long time since Ted got elected. The farmers have had a long wait. Me, I'm still mortgaged up to my neck, and old Teddy owns half of the state. Say he's retiring, some new guy's aspiring. He's just an old poor boy too. And he's leading the strikers, it's driving their tractors, singing I'm just a farmer like you.
The Cal Smith classic, I'm Just a Farmer Like You. Remember, it was inspired by an incident in which farmers drove their tractors right to the nation's capital and were striking. And I remember my aunt lived in Washington, D.C. at that time, and she said the tractors were too nice. They needed to bring some, like, I know, back home. Yeah, I could have supplied a couple that were smoking and leaking oil and the hoods were flapping and things like that. That might have made more of an impression. I don't know. Anyway, our news update is next here on WRCO. Drive carefully on a Wednesday. Reports of a few patchy fog areas today. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions does it all, including well pump repair service, pressure tank replacement, new well and pressure system installations, water tests, well chlorination, typically same-day service. They are respected throughout this part of the state, and they have a lot of pull. Chris Jarr on his International Tractor and Larry Ferguson on his Oliver. Who has the most pull? Stop at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center and find out more. Or call them at 608-649-4488.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscoville.
Napa Know How! WRCO!
100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News time. Up next, sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your full-line Benjamin Moore dealer, with quality paint and expert advice, and by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, the friendly feed store. Today, a high of 75 with some sunshine. Tonight, mainly clear, pockets of fog later on, and a low of 49. And Thursday, mostly sunny, a high of 78 degrees. Right now in Richland Center, we're back down to our overnight low. It is 43.
Thinking about new window treatments for your home? Or how about a cordless upgrade to your current cellular pleated or wood blinds for a sleeker look? Stop in at Bailey Paint and Decorating today. Talk to Steve, Bailey's blind man. Steve will handle all the measuring and installation to take the stress out of fitting new blinds. Give your home a fresh new look with new window treatments and professional installation from Bailey Paint and Decorating on Court Street, downtown Richland Center.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee, and here is what you need to know. Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Natural Resources announced nearly $460,000 in grants to fight PFAS and also the contamination in the state's smaller public water systems. Evers' office says these smaller systems have historically been ineligible for financial assistance through the department to remove PFAS, and the funding will help. The communities will be able to drill some new wells, connect to existing public water systems, or install treatment to receive a safer water supply. Wausau's absentee ballot drop box appeared and disappeared outside City Hall last weekend. Mayor Doug Denny admits to wheeling the box into his office after noticing it wasn't bolted down and secured. Denny told WSAU he was dumbfounded and that the secured, unsecured box, it said that could have been thrown in a river or something. Denny said he was caught off guard and would like more input from the city council and the public, although the Wisconsin Supreme Court recently gave authority over the boxes to local clerks. The mayor said he'll respect any decision to have the drop box placed and secured outside City Hall if the clerk chooses. A photo of Denny wheeling the box into City Hall drew sharp backlash from some on the city council, including Council President Lisa Rasmussen, who questioned the legality and ethics of the move. It's not clear that any laws were broken. Monroe County officials filed charges in a decades-old homicide. District Attorney Kevin Corninger announced Tuesday that 60-year-old Michael Popp will face murder charges in the 1985 death of Terry Dalloway. DNA evidence on Dalloway's body at the time of her death was linked to Popp last year. Popp was interviewed around the time of Dalloway's murder, but police did not follow up at that time. Popp is being held on $1 million cash bond. Milwaukee police report finding human remains. Police are still trying to identify the remains found Saturday along the Milwaukee River, about a block from Fiserv Forum. According to the MPD, they are not connected to the case of Sadie Robinson, who was killed earlier this year. The man accused in her death, Maxwell Anderson, is scheduled for trial coming up in December. A 21-year-old rock climber from Wisconsin died Sunday.
The National Park Service says Devil's Tower law enforcement received a call for a rock climber who had reportedly sustained a fall and found the injured party and their climbing partner around 8:40 p.m. NPS says Stuart Philip Porter of Eau Claire was rappelling the second pitch of El Craco Diablo when he fell, sustaining major injuries. He was pronounced dead on the scene by a local EMS paramedic. Porter's partner was stranded and later rescued from the wall of the tower. This is just the seventh climbing death in the 100-plus year climbing history at Devil's Tower. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
After 47 years, a Southwest Wisconsin business will be closing its doors. The Wisconsin-Iowa Shopping News in Prairie du Chien will cease its print and digital publications and permanently close its operations. The final edition will be October 1st. It was deemed no longer financially viable to continue to operate in a market being served by other media organizations. The closing of the Prairie du Chien location does not affect the Richland Center, Platteville, or Dyersville Hendersonville, Iowa locations of the Shopping News. All three remain open to serve their respective communities. The Richland Center Shopping News has been a part of the local community for 92 years. Richland Center Shopping News and Express Printing will host an open house and Grace fundraiser on Friday, October 4th. Guests will be able to tour the facility and meet staff from 11 until 2. Walking tacos will be available with proceeds benefiting Grace. The public will be welcome to attend. New numbers show the job market has rebounded in Wisconsin since the pandemic, but it's not equal across the state. The nonpartisan Wisconsin Policy Forum found, well, overall, Wisconsin has more jobs now than it did in 2019. That doesn't mean every county is advancing in that category. 42 of Wisconsin's 72 counties have fewer jobs than they did before the pandemic. That means the state's strongest economic areas like Dane and Milwaukee counties are carrying a lot of those jobs. Former Governor Tommy Thompson says he wants former President Donald Trump to campaign in the state's two bluest counties. He says Wisconsin is not a done deal for Kamala Harris and says Trump's team should come to Dane and Milwaukee counties, which he called, quote, the belly of the beast. In 2020, Joe Biden won 75% of the vote in Dane County and 69% of the vote in Milwaukee County. And the Wisconsin food chain Culver's announced the Kurter Burger will be returning to menus beginning October 1st, but only for a limited time until October 14th. Culver's is also debuting Hot Honey Cheese Curds on October 15th, which happens to be National Cheese Curd Day. The company describes it as Culver's signature curd with just a touch of sweet heat from a hot honey breading. The Hot Honey Cheese Curds will be available until October 31st.
Hello friends, Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
The forecast for today calls for a high of 75, some patchy fog early on. Otherwise, sunshine in mild conditions, northwest winds at 3 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mainly clear, a low of 49. Thursday, mostly sunny, continued warmer than normal and a high of 78. In Richland Center, yesterday's high was 73. We were at 53 at midnight and then have since dropped to the current reading, which is the overnight low. It is 43 in Richland Center.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Hi, this is State Representative Tony Kurtz, and I'm honored to serve my neighbors here in rural Wisconsin. Out here, we don't ask for much, just safe streets, food on the table, and a place to call home. That's why I've worked hard to push money out of Madison and back to our communities. I've secured larger investments in our roads, first responders, and hospitals, all while cutting taxes and maintaining a balanced budget. Of course, there's more work to be done. That's why I'm asking for your vote this November. Together, we'll build a better Wisconsin.
Paid for by Kurtz for Assembly.
Hey neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
Sports Time today is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, specializing in rural health care since 1924, making a difference by caring, educating, and healing, and by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. A look back at last night's schedule is coming up. Details on a Brewer win 7-2 over the Pirates as well.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We offer a wide variety of treatments in a comfortable, home-like environment for those battling cancers, Crohn's disease, hemophilia, or other health challenges requiring infusions. Because individual care plans are unique, it's best to call and ask if your care can be delivered close to home with us, the Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, healing.
Ithaca defeated Weston 3-0 last night in Ridge and Valley Conference action. Senior Bailey Wanless had 6 kills in the opener to lead the Bulldogs to a 25-9 win. And the Bulldogs would win the next one 25-13 and the third 25-18 along the way. For the Bulldogs, they won the JV match by sweep as well last night, and they improved to 6-1, continuing atop the Ridge and Valley Conference. They will prepare to host DeSoto on Thursday night. For Weston, senior Vivian Spencer had 17 digs to lead the way. Weston will play at Wazika Steuben on Thursday. In other matches from last night, Kickapoo swept DeSoto. Also, it was a win in the SWAL for Darlington over Riverdale in 3. And Fenimore and Iowa Grant playing last night, Fenimore winning 3-0. In the Southwest Wisconsin Conference, Richland Center with a hard-fought 3-0 win, winning the first 28-26, 25-21, and the third 25-19. It was Platteville getting the win by sweep over River Valley, and Dodgeville 3-0 over Lancaster. River Ridge 3-0 over Cassville. Also last night, it was Nisida edging Royal 3-2. A hard-fought win for the Richland Center soccer team last night, 3-2 over Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca. The Hornets now with a victory, and River Valley also with a victory, 3-2 over Platteville Lancaster, making it a very even Southwest Conference soccer season. Also, it was Sugar River getting the win against Dodgeville Mineral Point, 3-0 last night. Sauk Prairie 9-0 over Portage Poinette. Also a win for Holman over La Crosse Central, 5-1. The Brewers have opened the last road trip of the regular season with a 7-2 win. Milwaukee got five innings of scoreless relief out of its bullpen, with left-hander Hobie Milner earning the mound victory. Junior Ortiz drove in 3 runs, and Sal Frelick plated 2 more with a double. As far as the Brewers were concerned, several great plays last night, and Willy Adames getting his 20th stolen base. The teams will play again at PNC Park with Brewer ace Freddy Peralta looking for his 12th victory today. Yesterday, I had the chance to talk to a Brewer baseball president of baseball operations, Rick Sussinger, and he said the cool thing about this year is no one expected this.
You know, in the prior years, the Brewers were, you know, since 2018, I think the Brewers have been considered one of the best teams in baseball and have always been predicted to be, you know, in the postseason or fighting for a postseason spot. At the beginning of April this year, all the national media was counting us out. I think most teams, most media thought we would lose, you know, 83 games or finish under 500, and very few people were predicting we'd be competitive. So I think we had a little bit of underdog status to ourselves, and we had some unknowns and a lot of players who didn't have a great track record but who had the talent and the intestinal fortitude to succeed, and Pat created a great culture, and so we've overcome a lot of obstacles and a lot of odds, and we're sort of a surprise team, and I think that makes it different than the years past. Nobody thought we'd be here, and it's great to prove the prognosticators wrong.
President Rick Schlesinger on WRCO Sports yesterday. The Padres clinched a playoff spot Tuesday night when they stunned the Dodgers with a game-ending triple play to preserve a 4-2 victory over the National League West leaders. And the Cubs are winners 10-4 over Philadelphia, St. Louis 7-3 over Colorado. Disappointing health news shared by former Packers quarterback Brett Favre at a Tuesday congressional hearing. During his testimony, Favre revealed he has been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. He was is accused of being involved in the misdirection of some federal welfare funds in his home state. Favre repaid $1 million, and no criminal charges have been filed against the member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Coach Luke Fickell says starting quarterback Braden Locke is showing leadership ability as he assumes control of the Badgers' offense. Locke is the starter because Tyler Van Dyke is out for the season with a knee injury. The Badgers getting set to face USC with a kickoff time of 2:30 on Saturday afternoon. With sports, I'm Phil Nee.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
I caught a ride on the Dreamland Express last night. I was sailing on an ocean of blue, and right there by my side, much to my surprise, was you. I said, come over here, baby, let me look in your eyes, let me see the very heart of you. And I couldn't believe it, to conceive that my dream would come true. 'Cause you said, hey there, sweet daddy, everything is alright. The miles is not a telephone line. There's not a soul to disturb us, don't be nervous, just come and be mine. You said, let me be the end of your rainbow. Let me be the stars up above. Let me be the one that you long for, darling. Let me be the one that you love. Oh, let me be the one that you love. And now it's 4 in the morning. Honey, I can't sleep. I can't seem to get you out of my mind. I keep tossing and turning, yearning for the sun to shine. I'd like to send you a ticket on the Dreamland Express and take you far away with me. I've got a vision of heaven and you're living there with me. Honey, let me be the end of your rainbow. Let me be the stars up above. Let me be the one that you long for, darling. Let me be the one that you love. Oh, let me be the one that you love.
Thank you, John Denver. Appreciate it very much there. It's getting a little chilly in Sextonville. Not yet furnace turning on time, I don't think. But anyway, we're at 43 degrees in Richland Center, headed toward 75 a little bit later on. We'll play Fact or Hanko next hour. There's always a little bit of Hanko going around every morning here on WRCO. Here's John Party and Luke Bryan.
I wear a 20X American hat, a gold buckle from a rodeo. I wear a dusty old co-op cap, make my living on them old turn roads. I ride a quarter horse, my tractor's right here. I drink whiskey, and I drink beer. Spin around.
I take mine to them fields of gold. Hold her tight while the sun goes down. Cowboys and plowboys, just some good old small town boys.
Both make the world go round, boys. Boy, ain't that the truth?
Some old Hank
from the big sky to the riverbank.
Cowboys and plowboys, just some good old small.
Party and Luke Bryan on WRCO Radio. I don't have the plow hooked on, but I did have the mower going the other day, mowing some grass with a mighty Farmall Super C. 23 horses, just yeah, right there, lots of power.
Hi, this is Bev from Cobison Buses. Being a bus driver and providing safe transportation for our students to and from school is a very rewarding job. I have a great group of drivers and you can be part of our team. We are currently hiring for part-time trip drivers here in Richland Center, and we also have an option for drivers to travel to our DeForest terminal daily. This can be a 40-hour per week job or part-time. A travel vehicle will be provided and you get paid from the time you leave the Richland Center terminal. Starting pay in September is $21 per hour with a sign-on bonus of up to $2,400. For questions, call me at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
It's Apple Fest in Gays Mills this weekend with lots of great food, live music, and the big parade on Sunday. Stroll down Main Street, where you'll find vendors, live music, food, and fun activities for the whole family. At the county fairgrounds, there's the carnival, flea market, and the arts and crafts show that will feature nearly 100 vendors offering antiques, collectibles, crafts, and fabulous food. This weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday during Applefest in Gay's Mills.
It's grape season at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Come pick your own grapes, perfect for jellies, juice, wine, or just to enjoy fresh off the vine. While you're there, browse the selection of apples and bakery treats, and don't forget to grab some fresh apple cider. Oakwood Fruit Farm is your go-to for fall flavors and fun. They're open 9 to 5, 7 days a week, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and enjoy the harvest.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Cars have airbags, backup cameras, and blind spot sensors, and your auto insurance can be just as protective. This starts with your agent. Based on an understanding of your unique situation, your agent can help you determine which coverage options are best for you, with a policy that covers what you need and nothing you don't. Personal service every mile of the way with your agent is as close as a call or email. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
Don't miss the Family Thrift Shop final Anything Summer 50 cent sale and all single piece glassware items 10 cents. Stop in often, new items added daily. Like them on Facebook and check out the current sales and special silent auction items. Shop smart, where your donations are always appreciated and the profits from your purchases have helped support area nonprofit agencies for over 50 years. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center, 120 South Main Street, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 4. See you there.
Genuine steel products from Walsh's Ace are started, tested, and ready to go. Your steel purchase will include a warranty and expert advice from someone who's qualified to give it. And you can rest assured, Walsh's Ace will be around when you, your children, or grandchildren need it serviced. Put steel to work for you with the help of Walsh's Ace. Real steel. Get yours now at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Just ahead of 7 o'clock at WRCO Radio, we are ready for the day. We're on lookout for Joanne Krulutz. She'll be arriving on two wheels here in just a little bit on her four-wheel vehicle. But nonetheless, we'll keep you posted. Here is Casey Musgraves.
Even something as small as an apple, simple and somehow complex. Sweet and divine, the perfect design. Can I speak to the architect? There's a canyon that cuts through the desert. Did it get there because of a flood? Was it devised, or were you surprised when you saw how grand it was? Was it thought of? Broken and maybe too hard to love. I was in a weird place, and I saw the right face, and the stars and the planets lined up. Does it happen? Speak to the